Today I want to talk to you about the traits of the carnal mind. I'm reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 7 and 8. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, so then they which are in the flesh cannot please God. The human mind is a mortal part of our mortal body, and yet has not been surrendered completely to God in most folks. We awesome part of our body is very much controlled by the flesh and the human nature. The entire chapter of Romans points out the battle between the mind and the spirit. The sinner is controlled by the desires of a believer. However, they should be quickened by the Spirit as he dwells within us. We are led by the Spirit and should mortify the deeds of the body. The power within us is made possible through the Holy Spirit, who bears witness that we are the sons of God. However, the mind of the believer can be guilty of operating occasionally in mental defeats that are a part of the old body. Let me tell you some of these things, these hangover traits that can trip a careless believer. Careful study reveals the carnal mind can result in a number of worldly responses in our day-by-day actions. We'll begin with number one, secret pride. Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. This can come from a person's position, training, looks, and abilities. Be very careful of self-glorification and the idea that you are better than others around you. Boast not on the training you have received or whatever labors you have put into serving God. Remember, good looks are only skin deep and should not prompt looking down on others. The abilities God has given you should not be a matter of boasting, but humbly used for his glory. This one often leads to, well, let's call it a love of praise. For they love the praise of man more than the praise of God, John 12:43. In many there is a desire for supremacy in the pecking order. It is very easy for the flesh to think itself better than another. You all know the people that seem to look down with an aloof attitude upon others. Often they love to draw attention to themselves, and when they do some service unto the church or to the Lord, they want it very clear that everyone can see, and they press wildly ahead to get a higher standing. You can often spot them because as someone titillates their prideful ways, they'll make it very clear how much they enjoy it. Now, this leads to a third problem, anger and impatience. James 1:19-20, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. James 1:19-20. Some folks are touchy and super sensitive, easily hurt, and wear their feelings on their sleeves. Be sure you're not one of the kind of a Christian that gets upset easily. Discard the short fuse that is constantly ready to be verbally lighted. Many a church has been hurt by an angry, impatient member, so every upset and every thought becomes vocal. Wisdom comes and calls for us to listen and consider our utterings that they be pleasing unto God. Another trait of the carnal mind is a stubborn self-will. Samuel in chapter 15, verse 23 said, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Samuel warned Saul that his use of the word would affect how the people responded to him. A stubborn, self-willed person always develops an unteachable spirit and seems harsh and headstrong. Many a church business meeting has been interrupted as stubborn words were thrown about. Brethren, these things ought not to be. Notice the Lord calls it idolatry to think we know best and all the others are wrong. The mind of some believers is plagued by, fifth, a fearful spirit. In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. The psalmist in 56 Psalm verse 11 said, we are taught to fear God with great respect and honor, but not man. Fearing man often leads to spineless compromises. putting men's will ahead of God's commands. Be sure not to shrink from your duty, and whatsoever you tackle, remember he promised to be with you always. Someone has said the only thing to fear is fear itself. We are to arm ourselves by prayer, to do our best to please God, and to be the good example we could possibly be to others. Another trait of the carnal nature is a jealous disposition. 1 Timothy 6:4 warned about it. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, and evil surmisings. A critical, fault-finding spirit of envy can seriously affect one's acceptance and fellowship with others. Some folks seem to be always on the other side of the coin. Why did they choose him instead of me? How come I got left behind? I'm far more qualified than the one they chose, and I can't stand looking at them anyway. My family, my abilities are certainly better than theirs. It is in the eyes of God, not in man, that we are fully judged. Next, be careful of lustful desires. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Dear young people and all others, you are warned in the word of God so clearly in 2 Timothy 2:22, keep thyself pure. You have an obligation as a young person. You have an opportunity with a healthy body. You're going to have many, many opportunities to be an impact for God. But if you're going to be what God wants you to be, then you will have to learn to keep yourself pure. This is one of the things I faced as a teenager. I will always thank my mother for keeping me clean, for making sure that nothing came on the old family radio. That's about all we had back then, wasn't it, TV? And nothing came to my ears. And she reminded me that the word virgin applies just as much to me, a boy, as it would to the girls someday I would hope to marry. And so keeping yourself pure is one of the best ways you can control that old nature, that old carnal nature that'll try to drag you down. Constantly I am preaching the warning that your visual diet will affect your daily spiritual health. Most of the mass entertainment media centers on immorality and profanity and crime with its disregard for decency. Watching and reading evil is deadly pollution to your life and your family. Your mind, like a sponge, soaks up whatever you dip it into. Next, let me urge you to beware dishonesty and deceit. The command is clear in Leviticus 19:11, ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. The covering of false, hiding the truth, and exaggeration are very common in politics and world actions today. We're all sick of the falseness and sneak action of today's government and the presidency as is carried on now. We search for truth while they drown us out with lies and accuse us of being the troublemakers. So much for godless human government, but in the believer's environment it should not be. We must strive for honesty and avoid all deceit and lying. This shows the world that there is a better way that they can walk. Our mind can be also guilty of unbelief. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you of an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. That's Hebrews 3 and verse 12. Nothing can more quickly ruin your faith like unbelief. You are saved by faith, the lack of which will ruin, if you don't have it, the very faith that you profess. Don't be over anxious and overcome with discouragement. If God promised it, believe it without hesitation. The word of God is without question through the ages proven to be true. Not once did anyone that trusted it and obeyed his commands fail. Feed your faith by faithful daily devotions and a childlike total faith in your Heavenly Father. Well, I have three more traits of the carnal mind to squeeze into our time. Number 10 is the word indifference. Adam, some have compassion making a difference. The word is indifference, Jude 22. Selfishness and the lack of ease often results in a no-burden life towards others. Our friends will not be won by our mechanical actions of faith. They will have to see that we care and are evidence of our concern for them. An indifferent Christian who can live selfishly in this world of woe and do nothing is a disgrace to the name of Christianity. Come, dear ones, get back in church and understand the plight of sinners and do something to reach them yourself. Then there's that trait of stinginess. Some people are so stingy. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. That's 2 Corinthians 9:6. Of all the inhabitants on this earth, we Christians should be the most caring and the most giving of all the people. We don't live in our private little bottle of religious friends. We're in a world, but not to be of the world. You have to work with people, go to school with people, dwell next door with people, but you don't have to do the same sinful, ungodly, unproductive things that they major in. Don't be stingy with what God has given you, but share in the needs of others around you. And then lastly, number 12, sectarianism. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? We must not allow ourselves to be narrow and clannish. Refuse childish splits among our church members. Don't boast you are on the right-hand side of the congregation and ridicule the left side. Keep a warm heart without compromise toward all believers. For one day we will walk the streets of heaven together. Beware of the carnal mind. Oh, friend, beware of the fact that you have a very human body around you. Someday it'll be gone. Someday the undertaker will try to make it look pretty and tuck it in a casket where it won't be too shocking to those that walk by and allow their memories to be stirred. But the thing is to keep that carnal, human, physical body under control now because of the power and the blessing of Almighty God. And we that belong to the Lord need to beware secret pride. We need to watch out about a love of praise. We need to stay away from anger and impatience. We need to stop having a stubborn self-sufficing will. And we need to stop having a fearful spirit as those who belong to the Lord Jesus. Or that jealous disposition that pops up so quickly after a business meeting. Or the lustful desires that cause you late at night to sit by your television and watch undressing, hear cursing, swearing, and all sorts of evil presented as normal. And there you sit, my. How bad the world has become, and yet you sit on the fringe and soak it up, ruining your life. That, of course, is dishonesty and deceit, and the Bible says that's something that we Christians must not do. And that'll lead to unbelief, and it'll lead to indifference in your life, and you'll become a stingy Christian, a sectarian Christian that thinks you're the only one right, and everyone else dwells in the realm of the wrong. Oh, I pray today, Lord, you'll help those of us who belong to you to recognize the daily battle between the flesh and the spirit. Carnal things can be committed to thee. Spiritual things will be empowered by thee. Help us do that which is best and to stay away from those carnal urges that will wreck our life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.